So we're doing Sifsei Chen, Hakdama number 2 from Chanukah. Okay, so here we go. So it says, Lahodos Ulahala. Because, right, by the way, just as a parenthetical, the Rambam, in his codification of the laws of Hala, you would think that it would be like by Pesach, maybe. Or, right, I mean, especially the way Hala is constructed. It's all, a lot of it, it's got to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the laws of Hallel in the Rambam's codification is sitting in Chanukah, which is pretty unbelievable, right? Isn't that interesting? Especially, right, Chanukah is coming as the last of the holidays, but when the Rambam codifies the laws of Hallel, they show up in Hilchas Chanukah. Okay? So that's just as a side when we read this. Okay? So it says like this. Kasher Chazar Yaakov Avinu Mecharon Eretz Yisrael. So when Yaakov returns to Israel, to Eretz Yisrael, after being by Lavan, so before he's about to confront Esav, Avar et Mavar Yabak, the Chazar al Hapachin Kitanim Sheshachach. So it says that that night he goes out to go back for the small jugs that he had forgotten. V'az Pagabo Sarah Shel Esav Hu Hasam. So he has this confrontation with the angel of Esav, who's the representative of the other side, the evil side. Vayavik imo adalos hashachar, and he wrestled with this tsar, with this angel, until the morning. Vayar ki lo yuchalo, lo yuchalo. Right. So the angel sees that he cannot beat Yaakov. So then at that point, the angel grabs her, he damages Yaakov on his thigh. He regel hasmoli. So which one was it? It was the left leg, haromes, which is a hint, l'sfiras hod, which is corresponding to the sphere of hod. Ba'ideze nifgam sfiras hod be'olamos alyonim. And through this action, we see that the idea is that the sphere of Hod is damaged in the upper worlds, right? So when we look at the body, right? So we have like this. It's Chesed Gvura Tiferes. So Chesed is the right hand. Tiferes is the left. I'm sorry. Gvura is the left. Tiferes is the body. And that the legs, Netzach and Hod. So Netzach is the right leg. And Hod is the left leg. So he's saying here that the thing, the leg that was damaged by the angel of Sarah Shel Esav was the left leg, which corresponds to Hod. And so when he damaged that, he was able to, he created damage in the sphere of Hod, not just below, but in the upper world as well. Umikach negiazu, and from his touching of this leg, nimshach hakoch, El Saro Shel Esav L'Hisgaber Al HaKla Yisrael. So it's almost like he was able to take away, usurp power from Yaakov, and that was pulled from us to Saro Shel Esav, to give him a leg up, no pun intended. Umizeh Nimshach Gezeres HaGalus V'Chorban Beis HaMikdash L'Chol HaElef HaChamishi Shu neged tsviras hod mida hachamishes besod kol hayom dava osios hod. So it's interesting. So he's saying that act that the angel did in damaging the left leg of Yaakov had major ramifications, and it gave the Saro Shel Esav and the side of the Sam and the side of Esav gave him the power that eventually causes us to go into Galus, causes the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash for the whole fifth of, you know, if you look at the each 1,000 years, so let's say he'll say that each of the 1,000 years that we're looking at here, so you're going to have one that's going to go to Chesed, then there's Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach will be the fourth, and then the fifth is the 1,000 years of the fifth of the 5,000, the year 5,000, and so that's where you see that Sfiros Hod was damaged, and that's connected the Sphere of the Father. Those thousand years that correspond to the fifth Sphere, that's where it's impacted, and so therefore you see the Sod, Kol Hayom Davar Osios Hod. So you see that in the fifth millennia, we'll call it, so that's where you see this impact of this whole action occurred. Now, Netzach and Hod usually go hand in hand, or go leg and, you know, they're the two legs, right? But they go together, okay? And so, Aval Hayot Sheshtei Hasfiros Netzach V'Hod Nechshavim L'Olam Kigof Echad. So normally they're associated as being one, or they go really together. Lachin v'pgam ha'hod nifgam imo gam kitzas min ha'netzach. So when the midah of hod was damaged, a little bit of the netzach was impacted as well. V'zegaram shashlitas hasam hitchila kfar be'emsa elef harvi shehu neged tzviras netzach. So this idea of the damage that's occurring, it actually, and again, he's saying that each of these has 1,000 years that correspond to it. So the first 1,000 years of the world is Chesed, next is Gevurah, the third one is Tiferes, and by the fourth millennia is going to be Netzach, and then into the fifth, you got Hod. So in the fourth already, there was a little bit of a damage that was kind of on the side or as a secondary type of impact, but it definitely made an impact, and so therefore we see in the 4,000th millennia, right? So the Elef Haravi Shuneged Sfiros Netzach V'Zegaram Bittel Or HaNevuah MeHaKlal Yisrael SheMekor Shor Shahu BeNetzach V'Hod. So it's interesting is that the kind of the waning of the power of Nevuah starts to go away already earlier, because that corresponds to Netzach. So Elef Harvishu Neged Sfiros Netzach V'Hu Garam Bittel Or HaNevuah MeHaKlal Yisrael SheMekor Shor Shahu BeNetzach V'Hod. So they're really combined. They're both like there, but you see that by the time we get to the fifth millennia, that already you see Nevuah is already kind of gone, but that there's still something. There's remnants of that. There's still in the fourth millennia, the Elef Harvi. But it's also starting to go. Asher misham yenikas hanaviim, umikach zeh, but it's interesting. He says like it's a combination of both. So you have Nevuah coming from Netzach and Hod together. So if there's a damage that's done to it, and it's going to play out in the course of time within the fourth and fifth thousandth Elef, the Revi and the Chamishi, the Elef HaChamishi as well, so you see that it starts already earlier on. And so therefore, when we call zeh gam hitgavru hayivanim lehishtalet al b'nei Yisrael lehashgicham es hatorah rachmana litzlan. And so the whole idea, so what he's saying basically is that when the angel damaged Yaakov's leg, which corresponds to Hod, because he got him in the left leg, it also had impact on the right leg a little bit as well, which is corresponding to Netzach. He then explains that Netzach and Hod really are the source of Nevuah. And so since that was damaged here, all the way back in time, that when we get to that corresponding time in history that corresponds to the Netzach and Hod, in which we explain that each 1,000 years corresponds to a different Midah. So when we get to the fourth and the fifth millennia, that's going to be impacted. What? We're going to see it impacted in Nevuah, and it's going to also impact other groups that are able to have dominance on us. And so therefore, it's from this whole event that all of a sudden you see that the Greeks have the ability to really impact us. What? It starts all the way from what happened with Sarosh or Esav with Yaakov. Now, after Yaakov walks away from Sarah Shel Esav, we see that the sun rises. So that sunrise, the light that appears there, is really it's going to be a hint to the idea of Hashem bringing us the Or HaGanaz that's going to come eventually at the end of days. So from that light, Yaakov was healed from his limp. Because that's the beginning of the fixing of the Midah of Hod. So that the idea, where's the salvation going to come from? It's coming from, in the days that we're going to have this darkness, it's going to come from this. So the idea is that Hashem is going to, like we saw last time, this is going back, last time we did the Basayin, but before that, when we did the last Sesechen, he was talking about the idea that in this time of year, Hashem implanted and embedded into the time this access to the Or HaGanaz. He had to bring it out, right? He had to open it up for us because of the darkness that we were totally vulnerable, and we needed that kind of shot in the arm. And so this was what, right, Hashem reveals that. And where is it? It's corresponding already earlier to Vayizrach Lo HaShemesh. So if you're saying that what, that Yaakov Avinu, when he went out there, Vayivaser, he went on his own, Levado, and he's getting ready for tomorrow's confrontation with Esav, but that night he already, according to this pshat, he's struggling with the sar of Esav. And so the damage that's done there by Esav's sar, by his angel, he specifically attacks the Midah of Hod. That left leg that represents the Midah of Hod is damaged there. And then we see, though, that that which is going to, the antidote for that damage is going to be the rising of the sun, basically God revealing the light of the Or HaGanaz, that's going to help heal the damage that was done to the Midah of Hod. So Asher Mizeh Nimshach Koch HaYishul Bnei Yisrael B'yamim Asher Nistalek Mehem Or HaNevuah V'Hu B'Choshech Gadol. And specifically, it's going to help us at the time when we no longer have access to prophecy, and that we're in this darkness, quote unquote, the darkness of being totally like cut off in a way. And so now, Shezachul Laharas Nes Chanukah V'Nitzchon HaMelchama V'Chol Zayde Hitgalas Har HaGana Shehebi Et HaRefuah LeYaakov Avinu. So the whole salvation for the Jewish people in the darkness of this period is coming from the fact that Hashem reveals the Or HaGanaz. Then this same Or HaGanaz that he revealed to Yaakov, that brought Yaakov's healing at that time, that same type of model is going to be what happened to the Jewish people at the time of Chanukah. So now, Ubir Hu, and so explaining what this is talking about, because we know the Adua Shahavos Hein Hein Amerkava, Lashlosha Sviros Chesed Vervitveras. So we know that Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov are the Merkava, the chariot, or the connector to the three spheres of Chesed, Gvura, and Tveras. Avram Avinu Haya HaMerkava L'Sviros Chesed, HaRomez Aidei Al Yad Yemin. So Avram is the one, the conduit for the sphere of Chesed, which is symbolized by the idea of the right arm, right hand. Yitzhak Avinu is the Gvura, he's Sphiros Gvura, which is the left arm, left hand. Yaakov is the sphere of Tiferes. Harom is Agufa Adam. He becomes the central, right? So you have right and left, and you have the central unifier is Tiferes, right? Which is the body. Harom is Agufa Adam. Lachain, Nikra Yaakov Avinu Rishayim Gufa Kadisha. So Yaakov is called the holy body because all of the different parts of the body are subject or negated to they're subsumed into the body. And since Tiferes is the idea of the root of it, of the Torah Shel Sav, Nimsa Sheyaakov Avinu Haya Etzem HaTorah. So Yaakov is understood, we associate Yaakov as, you know, Torah, MS and Torah. Now, hit abek saro shel esavim Yaakovin olav shalom. So now this whole struggle that occurs between Esav, the saro of Esav and Yaakov, that's what's going on here. He's fighting him as the source of Torah. Because why? He wanted to nisha rotz lazik et gufo shel Yaakov shu etzem haTorah. He wants to damage Yaakov, who is the idea, the symbol of Torah itself. And why does he want to do it? Kidei shelo yuchlu bnei Yisrael lekabel haTorah. He wants to stop. He wants to get in the way of the Jewish people being able to get the Torah. Because shera hasar shel Esav ki lo yuchalo. And so when the Sar of Esav sees that he's not capable of battling and beating him on that plane, she'ein biyachoto lahazik et guf haTorah be'atzma. He can't get to the Torah itself. He got smart. Nitchakem lingoa b'kaf yirecho heim haraglayim hamazikim et haguf. So what does he do then? If the guf is Torah, so then he's going to go after the thing that supports it, which is what, which really, if you think about it, it's supporting Torah is the people of the Tomchei Torah. Haromzim al ha-tamchim de'araisa, those who are the supporters of the Torah. So he wants to then what? If I can't get the Torah on the source of Torah itself, then I'm going to, and I want to impact it, so then I'm going to go after those who support it, and I'm going to damage them there. Ki ein haTorah miskayemes b'li hamachzikim ve'atomchim, right? So if he's going to can't get the Torah itself, he's going to get that which supports it. Va'ayidei she'yizuku hatomchim lo yiskayimu halom de Torah. So then if I damage those who are supporting the learners, then the learners can't, the lom de Torah cannot continue. The yuzak haTorah ba'asman chas v'shalom. And then by that, it's like an indirect way of damaging the Torah itself. She'lo tuchal le'tkayim v'chein asa. Va'ala b'yadar she'naga v'kaf yirecho v'regel hasmol. Harom is the midas hod. So he's, and it was successful, right? He's able to then hurt that source of support. And in that way, he's impacting the Torah itself. And so you see that what? He goes after the left leg, which is symbolic of midas hod. Okay? So now, b'ne, amru chachmenu zal. So the Chazal teach us that the 6,000 years the world will exist for. This comes down, we see the Ramban brings it down, that the world is going to survive for 6,000 years. And then, V'chol elef shana mikabeles oroteha misfira achas mihashisha midos chagas nehi. And that, so those 6,000 years, like we've kind of indicated earlier, that each one of those years, each of those 1,000 years, is going to get its light, right, from one of the spheres, right, from the Chesed, Gvura, Tferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, the Alkane. And what's interesting is that the last of those seven Midos, right, will be Keneged Malchus, which is going to be the last, that will be Mashiach. The Alkane, Lo Kiblu B'nei Yisrael et HaTorah Ad Shigia Elef HaShlishi. So we don't get the Torah until the third millennia. Elef Hashlishi, v'heira sfira teferes midaso sheYaakov yino etzem haTorah. So it's like he's saying it's not a coincidence that the Torah is given in the third millennia, because that's keneged the midah of Yaakov, which again the idea of teferes is existing in the Elef Hashlishi. U'beemsa Elef Harvi. Now when you get into the next phase. So then when you get to now the fourth millennium, where you're going to have a revelation of the spheres of Netzach and Hod, which are the legs, now we see that the impact of the Sarah Shal Esav in his attack of Yaakov's leg, that we start to see the impact of that. So we start to see the damage that was done by his hitting Yaakov there. So the first thing we see is in this period of time, Nevuah starts to go away. And so too, we start to see these new phenomena, things coming, popping up that are going to really impact the Jewish people in a negative way. And here specifically, Greece, that's going to come and really impact our ability, our connection to Torah, right? So, l'hashkicham Torah secha, olav yom mikiritzonecha. So now, so vihine, hadalad galios hema keneged hadalad osios hashem havaya. So we know this idea that there are four exiles that we're going to go through, not counting galus Mitzrayim, okay? So each one of the four corresponds to the four letters in God's Shem of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So, Lahorot Amasha Kasav, Imo Anochi Batsara. And so this idea that Hashem is with us. So like the idea of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hashem, is each part of Him is going to be, a different part of Hashem is with us in each galus. Now just as a, just a cool thing I saw today. So I'm learning Beitza with Chavrusa in the mornings. And so there's a whole question of when exactly were the Jews allowed to, or in general, when was Har Sinai kind of released from its being roped off? So that while the Shekhinah, while Hashem's Shekhinah is there, so we end up saying that it's clear that while the Shekhinah is present, you can't go up the hill, can't go up the mountain. It's off limits. So there's a whole, the Gemara is making a point of that there's this idea that you can have an edict, even with a time-based, you know, it's going to be for a certain amount of time. Even with that said, even when it expires, you might still need a separate command to say you can go up the hill. So it's the construct there is very strange because the Gemara actually brings down Haharahu to tell you that while the presence of the Shekhinah is there, it's off limits, but once the Shekhinah goes away, it's open season. It brings it from the second set of Luchos. That idea that the only when the Shekhinah is present can you not go up. But by the first luchos, meaning that the actual Ma'amad Har Sinai, there is a line there that says Bimshoch HaYovel, that when the sound of the shofar ends, then you can go up, which is kind of like, but how do you know? Why do you have to tell me that? It should be understood that as long as the Shekhinah is there, you can't go. But when the Shekhinah goes away, you can go up. So now, the Gemara actually kind of mixes the two things together, which is strange because one's like many months later in the actual play, right? The first is Vav Sivan, that's the revelation, that's Shavuos. And then much later, you have the idea of the second Luchos after this the Chet Egel. You're talking all the way much later on, not much later, meaning like in that year, you're talking, you fast forward, it's talking about already Moshe going up into Elul, Sol Chashnei Luchos Avonim Karishonim, and then he comes down with the second set of Luchos on Yom Kippur. Okay? So Rashi says something amazing. Rashi says that actually, you know, the Shekhinah comes down on Har Sinai at the time of Shavuos, and it never left. It stayed the whole time. Okay? Now what's wild about that, because here he says, Imo Anochi Batzara, what's wild about it is, even through the Chet HaEgel, all the way through, the Shekhinah never left Har Sinai. Which, perhaps, maybe that's where we learn this idea. Meaning, if you're going to say that what, we did the worst thing we could have done, we did a Chet HaEgel. After we get the Har Sinai, we get the Aseres HaDibros, we see Hashem, and like, you know, 39 days later, 40 days later, we're already messing up. But according to the way Rashi's learning in the Gemara and Beitza, Hashem's Shekhinah never left Har Sinai. It stays present the whole time. So that right there is the first indicator of Imo Anochi Batzara, right? Now, it does say that Hashem goes with us and is with us in Mitzrayim, but the idea that we can go through such a downfall and the Shekhinah doesn't go away there per se. It does say that the Anan does go, that there was the cloud of glory that's around, that kind of went away and only came back when they started with the building of the Mishkan. But based on what Rashi's saying here, up on the mountain, the Shekhinah never left. So maybe there's a difference between the Anan going away a little bit, but the fact that we see that the Shekhinah stayed there the entire time, from Vav Sivan, meaning the first, like meaning Shavuos time, all the way through, and actually the building of the Mishkan, and then it's only like at a certain point later on, a month and a half later, that it actually goes, that the Anan leaves. So it seems from that idea, I think that it's an unbelievable idea that the Shekhinah sticks with us the whole way through, even while we're messing up. This idea of Imo Anochi B'Tzara. Okay? So here, the idea that Shem Hashem has corresponding to each of the Galios is this idea that God's with us even in these difficult times. So now, V'kasher Galu Yisrael L'Bavel, Gila Imahem Os Yud, Shel Hashem Havaya. So the first of the Galios, of that of Bavel, so that corresponds to the Yid of the Shem Hashem. Okay? Havaya Baruch Hu. V'Galus Paras Madai Os Hei HaRishona. That's corresponding. V'kasher Nishtabdu B'nei Yisrael Tachas Machus Yavan HaRisha Nishtabed Ha'os Vav Shel Hashem Havaya Baruch Hu. V'Galus Achra Nishtabed Ha'os Hei Tata, the lower Hei. Okay? So you have the Yud of Bavel, the Hei to Paras Madai, the Vav to the Greeks, to the Greek exile, and the fourth, the lower Hey, is the final Galus. Now, Umishom Shebemalchus Yavan Nishtabed Haos Vav. So, if you're going to say that it's the Vav that of God's name that was connected to that of the Greek exile, His Nagdu L'Shorish Hator Shemosav Shasharosha B'Sfiras Teferes Sheba. Meir Ozvav Shel Hashem Havaya. So remember, we have this different ways of understanding the Midah of Tiferes. So now, this is going back to the Sifsei Chayim, the original Hakdamos, okay? There, the idea is that you can look at you can look at Chachma Bina, and then the Vav of Tiferes, it encapsulates all of the different Midos. It's like the middle one. That's what he's saying here. He's referring to that. So Mishum Shem Machus Yavan Nishtabed Hos Vav His Nagdu L'Shorish HaTorah Shebasav Shorosha B'Sfiras Teferes Sheba Meir Oz Vav Shel Hashem Havaya. So that's this idea of Vav equaling Teferes. When you look at it from the upper Yud and the upper He, those are going to be the higher level ones of Chachma and Bina, and then into the Vav, the connector, is going to be the Midah of Teferes, which is going to incorporate much more of, it's going to be like, it's going to be, it's, I think it's going to take on Chesed Vor Teferes, Netzach Hatzlach Hagas, and he is going to be in that Vav. And so here he's saying, so that corresponds also, so that's Teferes, which equals Torah. V'rotu L'batla, so they wanted to stop the whole idea of the connection to Torah. So there was no attack per se on the physical elements of the Jewish people, or rather, so they wanted to take Torah out and replace it with Greek wisdom. And that's really what's going on, is they want to make us forget Torah and take us away from the chukos of Hashem. Now, v'hagam shelo al tabidei hayivanim lahafig zomam v'lehishtalet al atzam haTorah. So here again, they couldn't go after the essential Torah. Ki Yaakov inol v'shalom shehu etzam haTorah v'hamar kavah l'sfira teferes kfar lacham b'shvila im sarah shel Esav. This gabra lo. Yaakov already had this fight with sarah shel Esav, and he was victorious on the idea of Torah itself. Im koze adain hishtaltu al chelik mimenu aidei shenagaf b'kaf yirecho shem haraglayim hamakayim es Yaakov etzem haTorah v'lezeh haidegalas kashamor. So, but here what they're doing is they're not going after Torah itself per se, as much as they're going after that which was damaged in that struggle, And that's what makes it so difficult, is because they're going after that soft point. We'll call it that point of vulnerability. So what happens? So there they have the opening, because basically Yaakov's able to, lo yuchal, right, he's able to protect the ikar, this, or let's call it this, the core of Torah, Torah Shevichsav, but there's still this opening of that which supports Torah, the Hod aspect, we'll see of what that means exactly. Okay, so now, by the way, just as a side, he puts over here, Lemidas HaHod, in the Oshites, Sha'aron HaKohen Hu HaMerkava L'Sfiras Hod. So right, that's, by the way, just what's so interesting, is if what we're saying, the vulnerable point is the Mid of Hod, which corresponds to Aaron, so then it's not a coincidence that the whole story that's going on here is going to be performed by Kohanim. Right, so as much as it goes bad later on, but at the time, it's the Mid of Hod that's at play. It's the one that corresponds to that, which is Aaron HaKohen, right? Moshe's Netzach, and Aaron is Hod. So Aaron and his offspring are the ones that are going to come and fight the battle to correct or to protect that Mid of Hod. So Achim, Kasher Azar Hashem Yisbarach B'Yom Mehim B'Zman Azeh. Beyond the Chanukah. So now when Hashem starts helping us out at that time, Ve'heir l'hem l'Yisrael ha'orah min ha'or ha'ganus, and he sends us this special revelation of the hidden light, as hit azru ometz ha'kohanim ha'kadoshim matityo v'banav. So now all of a sudden you have this push by the Kohanim, led by Matityo and his sons, shahayim izera Aaron ha'kohen ha'merkava l'midas hod. Shesham because if that's where the pagam is, now it's going to be the remedy is going to come from that place. And they fought to save the Torah. And so now the whole effort that they do is going to be to fix the Midah Hod specifically in these 8 days. So not only were they able to be victorious, they're fixing that pagam. Whatever damage the Sar Shel Esav had done at the time is being fixed by the Chashmonaim, by Matisyahu and his sons, the Kohanim, in terms of fixing the pagam that was done. Okay. Just as a side, another important aside, like what made Aaron the Kohen? Like what was that thing? So it says that Moshe originally was supposed to be the Kohen. But what happened was, there's this go back and forth with Moshe at the Snat. And then Hashem finally tells him, you're no longer Kohen. Moshe, your brother Aaron's going to be the Kohen. And it says that Aaron was going to come out and greet him v'samach belibo. So that the Midah of Aaron and the Kahuna is this idea of support in a sense and being happy, genuinely happy for others fulfilling their potential. But this idea of like kind of like the Hod in the sense of support, like he talked about the Tomchim, that this idea, even though Aaron is more than that, it's not like just this one thing, but this idea of being the support, of seeing someone else and being happy, v'samach belibo, that idea, perhaps, there is that element of within Hod itself. So now, so Zeh Zachu L'Hatzel the Torah can find. So they come out and they're fixing the pagam that was made by Sar Shel Esav at the time. Now, Zeh Shekavu Chachmenu Zal Et Yimei Chanukah L'Hodos L'Halel. So what's interesting is the outgrowth of this victory. What do? We light the candles. Okay. But it's also, it's a holiday that's based on Hodah and Halal. Ki mekor inyan ha'odah nitzmach nisiros hod. Now, so the whole idea of Halal and Hodah is really springs forth from the Midah of Hod. U'bizman pigimas ha'od shahaita shikha satora sheshaku gam la'hodos la'halal ha'shem yisbarach al godo chasadav niflos av imanu. So he says here that at a time when there was something lacking in Hod, and there was the forgetting of Torah, they also were they had forgotten how to say thank you and to give Shevach and Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all that he does and all of the wonders that he does. So it's interesting. There's a connection, forgetting the Torah and the ability to like recognize, to be cognizant and aware, and then in turn giving proper praise to Hashem. So by the way, this is kind of interesting, is that now you see there's something very elemental in terms of the Chanukah Halal Hodah connection. Kasher nase hanes v'nitkan sviras hod, and so when the nes comes along and fixes sviras hod, nisgru gam shetzrichem lahodos lahal Hashem yisparach. So now all of a sudden there's an awakening. Part of this fixing of things is also an understanding. We got to give shevach to Hashem. V'lachem zar kol adam lasum el libo be'elu hayamim liskor hatovos v'hachasadim. So during this time, a person has to remember, specifically during the time of Chanukah, the goodness that Hashem does for us. That we have the opportunity to learn Torah and also to daven without any type of interference. And so that we should not forget to give praise to Hashem for this. And then through that process of being aware of the goodness and then in turn giving praise, that is, in that way, we bring a tikkun to the midah of Hod. V'nase ha'neis daika a'idei hadlakas ha'menorah mitzias pach ha'shemen ha'rom zim al chachmas ha'torah. So the idea of the light aspect of this whole holiday is the idea of Kiner Mitzvah Torah Or, is like this idea that Torah is symbolized by light, by the candle. Ki ikar tikkun ha'hod be'elu hayamim hayta aidei hadlakas ha'menorah shehirbu be'or ki tov. Ah, so it's interesting. So you have this idea of this connection of light and the idea Hashem looked at the light and he saw that it was good. Ein tov ela Torah, right? And that the idea of Torah is being associated with tov. Umat ha'or shenitgala aidei anes dacha harbe choshech min ha'yivanim. And so a little bit of light that came through here was able to push away the darkness that was created by the Greeks. Umakam sharotzo ha'yivanim lashkicham torasecha zecho la'yir einayim v'torah aidei neiros ha'menorah kidachsev kiner mitzvah v'torah. So through this light of the menorah and through the process here, it gives us the ability to reconnect with that which is symbolic of light, which is the Torah. Now, when we shum she'ikar ha'chisar and she'negra ma'idei nikiyas hasar shel esav haita she'hezek et ha'tom chei Torah. So now he says, because we see that what? That through the sar shel esav that he was able to damage the supporters of Torah, so there's this custom of sending the kids out to collect money to go out to those who are the supporters of Torah. And dafkin, not to this, but to walk. Use the legs. Right, because you're going to use the legs. L'tzorach hachzachat haTorah, yitukenu midos netzach v'hod hamachzikim et guf haTorah v'aydeza yitukan umela koach haTorah ba'atzma. So, like the idea that they would go out and have this custom of walking around to collect money, to go to the tomchei Torah, to go to the supporters of Torah, that legs are what supports, and that legs are what are netzach and hod, that support the actual Torah itself. So through that, of fixing this, they're able to strengthen the power of Torah itself. So now, every year, when we go back to this issue of trying to fix the damage that was done to Yaakov and his leg, we reveal this idea of the remedy. Gam ofen harfur. Shehu hitgalas haor haganuz oro shel melech mashiach shatzadikim mitrapim bo. So it's this idea of the revealing of the hidden light that's going to be the light of Mashiach that really heals the tzaddikim. V'zeh hatikun shel midas hahod gorei mechol echam Yisrael tosefes kedusha sheyichol lekabel o malchus shamayim b'shleimus. So now fixing this midah of hod, it gives us an additional amount of kedusha that allows us to be able to tap in to the idea of receiving God's malchus. Ki ikar kabolas o malchus shamayim hu aidei midas hahod. So it's interesting. He's saying that the idea, connecting this idea of receiving O Malchus Shamayim, is going to be connected through Midas Hod. Kishahadam Mode Mishtachav Hashem Yisbarach, because Hod is going through Hodah, Mode, to admit, to recognize. So when a person is being Mode and thanking, and he's bowing to God, and he's recognizing the immensity of the chesed and goodness that God does for us, it allows a person, it causes a person to receive the yoke of God's malchus, and it causes us to do it with complete willingness. Right? So, this idea of the inspiration of Hanukkah is supposed to really give us pause to be able to recognize, like, how, you know, all the goodness that we get from Hashem, and to be thankful for it. Vinei, so he says like this, at the time, through the years of the Galos, Vinei bisman ha-Galos, nifgam midas ha-Hodah, what was damaged was this midah of giving thanks. So while we're in Galus, it's hard to see the goodness that Hashem has done for us. So going through this very difficult and dark time of Galus, where you see that the Risharim are prevailing, so therefore, in order to reach that ability to give thanks to Hashem and to be able to mekabel o malchuso, we have to have like a very simple emuna or call it simple emuna, that always believing that Hashem is able to prevail over our enemies even when things seem so bleak. And that the strength of Hashem is expressed, or the fact that He allows the evil to go on, right? So mitam hakamos atzlo isbarach letzareif otanu begalos kedei la'tiv lanu ba'achras. And that also to understand that what Hashem is doing through these difficult periods is to ultimately bring us to a better place. Rak. So, but to understand, to have an emunah that this is all happening for the best, so then we're able to give, even in that darkness, to give praise and to be able to accept Hashem with love, even while we're in Galus. Aval adayin ein zeh shleimus kabbalas ol malchus Hashem. And kiven shehaodah laHashem talui b'chozek emunah kol chad kifum d'mashal b'livei. But the truth is that all this is dependent on how much we're able to have belief and to be able to feel the goodness and then to be appreciative and want to give thanks. But aval b'yamim ha'ayim is manazah. Kishe'asa Hashem Yisbarach nisim neflos atzumas gluyos la'in kol aidei matisyo v'banav. So, but now bringing us back to Hanukkah, when God clearly did these amazing things for Matisyo and his sons, so I heard today that this idea, like, why it ended up that there were multiple wars after this initial battle. I mean, so for 3 years historically, 3 years the Greeks took over the Beis Hamikdash. It started on the 25th of Kislev. And for 3 complete years, we lost control of the Beis HaMikdash and it was defiled. And we regained control of the Beis HaMikdash again on the 25th of Kislev, which is when Hanukkah starts. But after that, and then you have this miraculous thing with the oil and 8 days. But after that, there are many, many years. It goes on for 20 more years that the Jews are battling the Greeks. Okay? So then, what's the idea then of the nes of the oil, of the shemen, coming now, as opposed to maybe at the back end of their being victorious over the enemy, right? So the answer is that Hashem, through the miracle of the lights, is showing his love for us. And it was that expression and that exhibition of the love for us at that point that perhaps gives us the power to then go on and fight and continue fighting, right? So the idea that this line, "V'rokol ha'amim godel chibas hakadosh baruch hu l'Yisrael aydei neis Hashem v'melchamos," so everybody saw and we saw God's love for us when he performed that miracle, specifically within the story that continues to the struggle that continues to go on. U'bezeh nitkan midas ha'hod, and through that's when the mid of hod was fixed. Sheba osa shah he kirub he galus. They were able to see with clarity, right? God's revealing his, right? So here, this idea that they understood Hashem's love for them at that point. And therefore, so what happened at that moment in time is that they got to see, they felt a clarity of God's care for us. And so from that, it should elicit a tremendous, you know, hodah, thanks, right? And be able to also connect to God and to be able to receive and to take upon ourselves with a complete full heart the idea of accepting Hashem's olmach shamayim. So me'atav, and that's really like the fixing of hod, meaning what's missing, if you're not connected, you can't give thanks. So what's missing at that point is that they're so disconnected, how can you be feeling good about anything? It's only with the revelation, kind of like said, Hashem like said here, I'm really still with you, that it was able to really open things back up for them and to lead us to this idea of halal and hodah and receiving in Kabbalah Somach Shamayim. Umeyata bein tavin minhag chasidim v'anshei maaseh la'ashkia ve'elo yam mikochos atzamos b'hala v'hodah. So now you can understand this idea that at this time of year, people like really get into this idea of and put a lot of effort into halal and hodah. Hein b'amiros halal gamor kol shmona bechias v'besimcha. The people that put all themselves in tremendous joy into and enlivened saying of Hallel for all 8 days. V'hein b'riwa shiros v'sishbrachos eitzel ha'neiros ha'chanukah. Also, we're lighting the candles. We sing, right? Ki ayidei ha'aras or ha'ganas ha'meir b'yam halalu. Because through the revealing of the or ha'ganas that comes through during this time, Nitan lanu min hashamayim hayicholas liyos mode mishabeach laHashem b'shleimus. So there's something that's revealed to us that reconnects us to the deepest way that allows us now to be able to turn around and give shevach v'hodah to Hashem, and in turn also the kabbalino olmach hashamayim bi'av rotzon bi'yeter seis v'yeter oz. So like it really, like how can you really say thank you if you don't feel like Hashem cares? But when Hashem showed like this display within this crazy story of what was going on, that there's this connection now, the Or HaGanos, we're able to like feel inspired and feel connected. Hashem cares. And so in turn now we can take stock of like, you know what? Hashem, everything that I have is, you know, like Yaakov says, Yesh li kol, I have everything. God gives us everything. And we should be so thankful, but we don't feel necessarily so connected. So he's saying is here, during Hanukkah, at that time and then for all time, It's something special that's going on, this Or HaGanus that's being conveyed to us, so that when we connect and we're able to connect to Hashem in this deeper way, it should elicit tremendous thankfulness, halal, hodah, you know, like and joy that maybe is lacking the rest of the year. But when it comes to Hanukkah, we're able to tap in. It's embedded in the time. There's a special power, there's a special koach that's going on that should reconnect us to Hashem and to feel that all the goodness that's coming through. And then, in turn, we'll want to say halal and give praise and feel that, wow, how amazing. And so, therefore, it's interesting is that, you know, here Rambam codifies halal in Chanukah so that there's something in Chanukah that really is very connected to this idea of giving hodah. And so it's Aaron maybe also, like, is go back a step to say that if it's the Kohanim that are orchestrating this whole thing, that Aaron is like the one that has the consciousness. He's the guy, he's the awareness. He's the one who sits in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, and he's kind of like the human, the consciousness, the awareness of the Jewish people, to be connected to Hashem, like to really like understand that the presence of Hashem, and to appreciate that, and then elicit, you know, all the hodah and halah that's supposed to come from that. So we should be zocha that now we're coming to Hanukkah. We're on the precipice of Hanukkah, and see that the world is giving Thanksgiving tomorrow as well, or at least in the United States, right? But this idea, the power, there's something. It's not nothing's coincidental. It's like it's all connected. That should be like a, you know, here we have a holiday called Thanksgiving, and then Hanukkah is all about giving Thanksgiving, so that Hashem should bless us. We should be able to connect in a deep way, that we should then appreciate in turn, like if we feel connected to God, like we have a relationship on track, wow, you know, look at all the goodness that Hashem has given, and then it should in turn elicit tremendous joy, not just saying halal, but to say it with tremendous joy, with singing and happiness, and to allow us to really connect to Hashem, so that with this idea we talked about, Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim, that should help us strengthen our connection to Hashem and also our connection to Torah as well, which, you know, that we should be able to also support Torah and make sure that we ourselves are connected to the Torah, so that we should be able to continue to grow and to make, you know, to go to much, much higher heights. We're just at the beginning here. Whatever we're doing, we're always on this road to getting to higher levels.